The opening bell begins on Wall Street. The Labor Department reporting that the U.S. economy added 244,000 better-than-expected jobs last month, making three straight months of over 200,000 new jobs added, the best run in 5 years. Unemployment stands at 9%. That's sort of a statistical anomaly. And from the Wall Street Journal, Kelly Evans joins us to explain. Kelly, what's going on there?
Well, it's a tale of two surveys to some degree. Just to sort of speed everyone up on this, the unemployment rate and the payroll survey, or the number of jobs added, come from two different surveys. One basically asks calls households and asks if you have a job or not this month, if you've been looking. The other one polls businesses and says, how many people do you have on staff? So basically that 244,000 figure, I think the immediate reaction to this report was a sigh of relief. If you exclude the government, which shedded some workers, again, private payrolls rose by 268,000. These are strong numbers, especially because a lot of economists think the underlying sort of potential growth and a number of jobs we're adding in the economy is less than it used to be. So, again, it's sort of like you have that good news. Then on the other hand, you have the unemployment rate rising from 8.8 to 9%. Now, some would say, well, it's going to rise as people come back into the workforce. Fine, but that's not really what happened this month. The workforce was basically stagnant. In fact, the employment-to-population ratio fell from 58.5 to 58.4%. So anyone who says, 90% of people are still employed, that's not exactly true in the U.S. economy these days. So, again, the household survey, which generates that unemployment rate, had a very strong couple of months. This being a pause isn't itself too worrisome, but it just suggests there's a little bit more to the data here than meets the eye.
You know, we should have you on the show next week to talk about that employment to population ratio statistic. That's a really fascinating statistic. Kelly Evans talking about the Labor Department releasing 9% unemployment for the month of April, and also indicating that the economy added 244,000 jobs better than expected.